During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they'd heard the legend about the bell tower and the church and the woman who died there. They decided to see for themselves if the legend was true. Seems that it was.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like access to all of our bonus episodes, all the advanced episodes, all of it is there for you ad-free on Apple Podcasts and our exclusive channel there, patreon.com/realghoststories or over at ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. And I know this is airing more towards the end of November, but we're recording this on the 30th of October, 2023, the eve of Halloween. So what are you doing for Halloween Eve? Are you having any sort of festivities or anything like that?
No, and I'm actually really upset with myself because what? Typically I start watching my Halloween movies like in September. This year, I've only seen the first Halloween movie. That's all I've seen the entire season, and I'm actually really depressed about it.
Why? Why haven't you watched more?
Work has just been really, really crazy, so I really haven't had a chance. Over the weekend, I did do a paranormal investigation, though, and had a great time with that.
Where'd you go?
Little place in Green Lake called the Thrasher Opera House.
Oh, interesting. I think I know where that is. Yeah, I know where Green Lake is. I'm trying to think where the Thrasher Opera. I think I know where that is in Green Lake. Yeah, older building, right?
Yeah, on the main drag. It's been there since 1910.
Yep.
Went in and the guy who that we know, Jason Mansmith, works there, and so he says, "You know, want to come in and do this?" We did the investigation. We didn't get anything really focused on the location, but one of the members of our investigative team had somebody visit them during our investigation.
Really?
Yeah. So Jason's grandmother and his mom was actually there that night because she's never gone on one of these. Her mother came through and it was pretty special.
Wow. Can you talk about anything of like what happened?
Well, it was really cool because there was a piano, you know, you see these old time movie, the theaters, I should say, and opera houses, you know, they used to have silent movies. So there was always a piano off to the side in the audience area.
Yeah.
And they had one there. And while we were doing our first round of investigating, we took a break and Jason's mom said, you know, my mother used to play piano in Fond du Lac at the silent movies back in the day.
Okay.
And so she said, we had some activity over by the piano. She says, I wonder if my mom is trying to come through. Mm-hmm. And so in the second round, yeah, we were having all this activity based on the piano, and Jason went up and played a couple of chords on there and whatever. And there was a point in the conversation where Jason's mom said, Mom, are you here? And we got indication on the equipment on the piano. We got some reaction to that. She said, did you hear your grandson, Jason, playing? Got reaction on that. She said, is he any good? No reaction. And then she said, does he need some lessons? Big reaction.
Okay. So when you say reaction, what was the reaction? Like, what were you getting it on? Like some sort of device or?
Yeah, we had an EDI over there, which measures all sorts of weather stuff, temperature, pressure, all that. Temperature, it has EMF detector and also a detector for actual, like a seismograph kind of thing, where if you tap on it, you'll get a reading as well. So it was kind of going nuts on that.
Wow.
And it was just really, really cool. And so it just adds to the thought process that I have that you may go to a location that, let's say there's a place that's really special to you personally. Mm-hmm. You might go to that location, investigate, and somebody who's special to you might come and visit you there.
Is that because the location itself is like a battery for that sort of thing and it makes it easier for them to come through at a location like that?
I think that your energy tied to the specialness of the location. So we had Jason there. He works at that location, says he never has any experiences there at all. Mm-hmm. And then we had the mom who had some, whose own mother worked as a piano player in an old theater in Fond du Lac back in the day. So I think that kind of tied in, just like for me, when I went to my favorite lighthouse in Door County, where my mother had never been, my mom came through to me.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of learning a little bit about this, and I'm starting to think that maybe we ourselves have a lot to do with what comes to us.
That's interesting. And not so much just the physical location, but maybe the location plays in more about who will come to us, not so much who's tied to that location.
Exactly. It's not somebody who worked there, who lived there, but maybe ourselves and our feelings about that location may be also a way to open up to bringing our loved ones through.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, that's creepy. That sounds like a fun weekend.
It was great. It was great.
Wow. That's cool. Wow. Well, let's go to our first caller of the day. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Hi.
Hi, guys. I live in northwestern Wisconsin. One of the churches that are kind of local to my area, maybe about half hour from where I went to high school and kind of grew up, there was this church called Mo Church. Well, the church had burned down, and I can't remember if it was in service or what had happened, but the church burned down and they rebuilt on the same exact spot. So the legend goes that one of the girls had an affair with the priest or whatever, and she had become pregnant. And during pregnancy, you know, she didn't want to deal with the affair or anything. Well, the stress of having a legitimate child in that time caused her to have a miscarriage. Well, she was so distraught that her family and everybody in about this baby, she had committed suicide by hanging herself off of the bell tower that, you know, attached to the church. So, you know, in high school, there's not much to do in small towns in Wisconsin. So me and some of my girlfriends kind of thought, hey, you know, I've had weird things happen in my house, you know, so it really got us interested in, you know, going to check out places in our area. And we had heard from some older kids that if you go there and you ring the bell tower, that she's supposed to appear. So we go there, and it's probably like 10:30 at night, and we get there, and it's pitch black. You know, this is in the middle of the country. There's nobody around. There's no houses. The road is paved going up to it, but across the street, and the other three roads kind of like get up, you know, across and are paved. We get there and we're kind of looking around. There's a graveyard across the street. We walk around there and we're like, okay, you know, we got to really try and find this girl. We got to see if the stories are true. We go back across the street into the parking lot of the church and, you know, we're like trying to throw rocks at the bell tower to ring it, which now, you know, I would never do that. So disrespectful, but one of my friends actually hit the bell tower and the sound from the ringing of it being hit with that rock just sent, you know, the sound wave right through your body. You know, we all hurry up and get into the car and we're like looking around. We're thinking, you know, oh my God, because, you know, that seems a lot creepier. So I was in the front passenger seat. So I was closest to the actual church. And we had a girlfriend in the back. And then my friend Amanda, like I said, was driving. And I look up into the bell tower and I'm not kidding you. I see this teenage looking girl and I don't really remember what she was wearing now, but I just remember her, I know it was a dress that looked dirty, or her hair, and she just was sitting there in the bell tower just looking down at us with the most hateful look. So I kind of gasped and I look forward. Amanda sees my reaction. She kind of, you know, leans over me and looks up and she just floors it. So we're like hightailing it down the country road. And her car was a stick shift. It wouldn't go into gear. So I'm like, you know, we gotta go. If we felt like we were being chased and like, you know, we just had the car just a really heavy, nasty feeling. You know, we're all freaking out. So we finally get up to the stop sign that leads to a kind of a quieter, small Wisconsin highway. You know, I said, why did you get so scared? Because I wanted to know, you know, she was going to tell the truth and tell me what I had witnessed. And she explained the same exact thing. And I almost blew my pants. I was so scared. And we talked to a lot of other people that have had, you know, experiences on that road, you know, getting close to the church, their car will start making funny noises or their headlights will start to flicker, things like that. So my other story is the house that I lived in when I went to high school was a very old house. Early 1900s it was built, and where the kitchen was, and that was the original location. Everything else was added on later. It was used for logger families to have easy access to the river that was right down the road. So the loggers and their families would move there and then walk down the road and go to work. As soon as they moved into the house, you know, it just kind of felt, you know, creepy. You know, so we started doing some remodeling. And as soon as we started to remodel, kind of weird things started happening. We had went away for the weekend and we came home, you know, we had our dogs with us and the house was all locked up. My mom goes into her bedroom and she calls for me. And so I go in there and she goes, what happened to bed? And I look and in the middle of her bed, I mean, it's soaking wet circle. I mean, like a pipe must have burst. So we feel the ceiling. There's no water on the ceiling. There's no anything, nothing that could have caused this water. So we're like, that is so weird because the dogs were with us all weekend. Not like, you know, one of them had an accident or something. After I had gotten a little bit older, I had moved into the basement. And the basement was solid concrete with just a thin layer of carpet over it. As long as we had lived there, we would feel, it wasn't all the time, pounding. Like, you could, if you stood on it, you could feel the vibrations under it. So I started to tell my mom, I said, you know, something really weird. I don't know if there's pipes or something right under the foundation. You know, maybe it's our neighbor has a wood burning stove, so maybe it's him like throwing logs down into his basement and the vibrations kind of up. And she goes, no, that's weird. So next time it happens, you got to show me. So I'm laying in bed one night, and I feel, you know, I can hear and feel the vibration. So I text my mom, who's upstairs, and she comes running down, and she stands on it, and she's like, I've never felt something like that before. So one of her good friends is a very talented plumber. I mean, he's just awesome. So he was over at the house one night for dinner, and I had brought it up on a whim, and he's like, you know, there shouldn't be, you know, any pipes that are making, you know, sounds like that. So that was just something really odd that, you know, we could never figure out. She had gotten really curious into the history of that property. That's when she found out about somebody had died in the house. An older gentleman had died in the house. Whoever had did the addition would hide things. So we had like really thick, really pretty old baseboard trim. So we're trying to like peel it off, you know, take it off so that we can start peeling wallpaper in one of the bedrooms. And my brother is like, oh my God, look at that. And it, I shit you not, it was like a little, almost like a baseball card, but it was very tiny. And it was just this picture of this guy, you know, in the uniform with a, holding a bat with a team's hat on. And then the other side of the room, there was some other, you know, family photo that was, you know, the black and white and, you know, the smaller photo. And we could never figure out, you know, why these things were being hidden.
There you go. Why were those things being hidden is the question. What's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, listen, I know you, and we've talked about like you hiding stuff in your house and stuff
yes.
like that too, right? So, you know, maybe that was the case, but especially older homes, a lot of stuff in the old days, they would hide them in the attic. They would hide stuff in the wall. And a lot of times it was to ward off evil spirits. It was to make energies right in the house. I think there's a thing where people would put an old shoe in their attic.
Mm-hmm.
And that was put up there to collect any negative energy that might enter the home. It immediately went up to the shoe. So in the old days, and, you know, a lot of people believed in witches and all that kind of stuff back in the day. And I think a lot of that, you know, you come across that stuff in older homes when you're doing remodeling. I would say if you find something, leave it alone just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, usually a good idea to do that. Leave things by themselves. I do look forward to someday, though, somebody finding the things that I've hidden in walls, and I hope that they reach out. Like,
do you leave your name in there, too, or do you just kind of see if they can figure it out?
No, I didn't put my name in there, but, I mean, if you look at the house records, you could probably narrow it down to who did what. I mean, I've put, like, red rum on, I did put a skull, a fake skull. Behind a fireplace that I built once.
Good Lord.
Yeah. There's all sorts of interesting things that that one may be able to find at some point in time.
I had an older home, and in the attic, there was a picture of a couple. It was their wedding photo.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a really weird thing because it wasn't just a photo. It had all these words about the couple, and then like parts of their hair were in it.
Oh, that's weird.
So I never touched it. I left it up in the attic. And when I moved, it stayed right there.
Parts of their hair were in it?
Yeah. Do you remember like in the old days, they would take people when they died and they would take their hair and they'd weave like flowers and stuff and create artwork out of it?
Yeah, that's
kind of like that. Kind of like that.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of like that. Isn't there? I think I saw something on TV once where it's like the Hair Museum. And it's all of this like artwork that was done using hair. Because that's what used to be done quite frequently. Every once in a while, if you're going to like an estate sale or something, you'll find like somebody's grandma's or great grandma's like artwork, and it involves human hair.
That's or like a necklace of teeth, you know,
because
they would keep the baby teeth and stuff like that. Why would people do that? That's just so creepy.
My mom kept my baby teeth. And then one day when I'm like 30 something, she shows up with an envelope and goes, here's your teeth.
Oh my God, what did you do with it?
I don't know what I think I put it in probably one of the boxes of random things that she's brought in me.
that I'm like, why do we still have this?
But it's like, I thought you were going to say you shoved it in a wall someplace.
I could do that. That would be kind of fun. I could put it into some sort of Halloween decor. But no, I mean, it's just one of those things that now Harper will find someday and go, why does Dad have all of his baby teeth?
That's weird. That's you didn't keep your daughter's teeth, did you?
A couple, not like all of them, but I did keep a couple. Yeah. And we now do sacrificial rituals with them at night. And I don't know why you did. I mean, I don't know why I did it. I guess I did it because my mom did it. It's not like valid good reason or anything like that. But so many times we do things, we just repeat what others have done before us and we don't really even know why. So
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that my grandma kept her daughter's teeth, but my mom sure kept mine.
I was still young and I was still believed in the tooth fairy.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, one day I went to the bathroom and I looked in the wastebasket and there was my tooth.
Oh, so yours just got tossed. I figured out
really quickly that something was not right.
Here's your teeth. I tried to trick the tooth fairy once. I told my dad I lost a tooth, and then I took one of those pieces of like taffy, like white taffy Christmas candy that have a little swirl in them, and I made it look like a tooth, and I put it underneath my pillow. And then I think the next morning I got like a little note saying, "Don't lie." So there you go.
I would keep the note forever. I'd keep the note forever.
Yeah, I know. It's trying to scam the tooth fairy. So there you go. Hey, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost story with us. If you want access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything ad-free, get it on our premium channel on Apple Podcasts, on patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, And you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.